Our guest at the cafe this morning is Commerce Chamber of Commerce Manager Paul Voss. Good morning.
Hey, how are you doing, John Mark?
I'm having a great time here. Now, the Chamber Banquet is coming up. It's on the horizon here. Of course, that's something that happens every year, and Thursday, March 8th is the date you have set for that, and you're starting to make your plans for it.
That's exactly right, John Mark. And, by the way, it's the week before spring break.
I see.
So, we're going to get it in before spring break.
Spirits will be high.
Yes, everybody's ready to go home for spring break, and they're coming to the Chamber Banquet. But we're going to have it at the Sam Rayburn Center again this year, and it's going to be a lot of fun. We're kind of putting a new spin on some of the things we've done in the past, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
But you're going to do the casino format again?
That's going to be part of it. And we've asked some special people to come and be part of it as well to speak. And I'd rather not. I haven't got all that tied down yet. But there's going to be some really good presentations this year. Let me put it that way. And we're not doing the same casino royale that we've done for the last 2 years. It's going to be maybe a little different than that. And maybe have some Rat Pack connotations to it as well. But we've got a committee formed, and Jeannie Harris and Cheryl Miller and all the people that work on this, Shelley Gerard, Vivian Freeman. There's just a lot of really good people that are on our board that are part of this.
You know, it's amazing how the popularity of the Rat Pack and the legend of the Rat Pack, Sinatra and his crew, has lasted down through the years, and maybe even more so now than 25 or 30 years ago.
Oh, I know, that's right. And those guys had a lot of charisma.
Oh, yeah.
They were just eating up with cool. I guess I don't know what the genre would be. Maybe it was a kind of a bad boy genre.
Certainly part of it. Yeah, that's absolutely part of it. But yeah, so that could be very, very, very good. And looking at that for Thursday, March 8th, there's some honors and awards that you announce at that. Is that right?
We do. That comes from different groups around town. The only thing that the chamber really does is the Citizen of the Year. And we do a Agriculturist of the Year if we have a nominee for that. Policeman of the Year, the Firefighter of the Year, a lot of the other awards that are given out are brought to us by local groups. And so we don't have any input in that at all. We just do the presentations that night.
We're talking with Commerce Chamber of Commerce Manager Paul Voss. Now, are you taking nominations for Citizen of the Year as of now?
No, we haven't started that yet, but we will.
You'll put the word out.
In the next week or so, we'll probably start doing that. And this is a chamber event, and but we really do want people to be involved in our chamber. And, oh, by the way, I'll put this out there too. If you want to volunteer, I have something for you to do. I will get you something to do, and we will use you if you need community service hours. You want community service hours? I use these National Honor Society kids from the high school, from the college. And, I may have already told you this, John Mark, but we had 77 volunteers for the Bodark Bash this last year. Now, that's a lot.
We're almost out of time. A couple of things I want to ask you about. You have a ribbon cutting coming up for the Too Good Sweet Shop downtown.
We do, but we're not real sure. When I saw Daniel yesterday, and he doesn't know for sure when we're going to do it, but I will let you know, and we'll put it on the calendar.
Daniel Starks.
Daniel and Randy and Karen Starks. Yeah. And if you want some great popcorn, great homemade cupcakes, great candy, cookies, you need to go to the Good. It's right where Fine Fines used to be, next to the Spot. Mm-hmm. On Washington Street on the square. And it is amazing. And homemade, fresh made, while you wait, homemade ice cream coming in March. My gosh. I think my diet is going to heck in a handbasket.
Yeah, I've already got that penciled in on the on the calendar with a big red mark on it. And then your LED message boards are up, but you're just waiting for the electrical work to get done.
Well, they've already put in some of the electrical work, and they're waiting for the bases to be put on the signs, on the two that are ready right now. I noticed yesterday that all the sponsors are up, so they're not lit yet, but when we It's not going to be long. They're going to be lit, and we're going to start having community service information on those signs. Anything that has to do with commerce is going to be on those signs. So it's going to be a lot of fun when those get up, and we can finally go.
Only taken about 3 years to
yeah. Well, that's all right. That's
to get
right.
to this point,
Paul. We're to that point though. You know, so that's good.
Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again. Paul Voss, Commerce Chamber Commerce Manager. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.